disillusion. Of all the fruitless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I wanna be that complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
To remind you. missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't explain. Once you go, there was never, never an honest word. That was when I ruled the world. It was the wicked and wild wind blew down the doors to let me in. Shattered windows and the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate. Just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield. My missionary.
nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart, a total eclipse of the heart, a total eclipse of the heart.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
CFW. Remember this one? Thank you.
to life. When he was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed.
Cold and I. Fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Remember that love is tradition to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a case likely destined for the U.S. Supreme Court, a federal appeals court struck down a Mississippi law allowing receipt and counting of mail-in ballots up to 5 days after Election Day. Pro-voter groups are fighting back. A three-judge appeals panel in the notoriously conservative Fifth Circuit Federal Court ruled October 25th that federal law does not allow any state to extend the receipt of ballots after Election Day, including in-state ballots or the UOKAVA mail ballots used for overseas military and diplomatic personnel. The panel allowed the counting of those ballots for the 2024 election, but sent the case back to a lower court. Despite 20 states offering a grace period of varying lengths, U.S. Circuit Court Judge Andrew Oldham wrote, "Federal law does not permit the state of Mississippi to extend the period of voting by 1 day, 5 days, or 100 days. Pro-voter groups asked November 8th for a reconsideration in front of all Fifth Circuit judges, but the case is likely to be ultimately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. For now, the ruling applies only to the Fifth Circuit states of Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. But an adverse ruling by the Supreme Court's conservative majority, which often throws precedent out the window, could impact millions of voters at home and abroad who depend on mail ballots." We have links to the case documents and other reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to practice proper safety. The gun deer season will run from November 23rd to December 1st, and hunters should remember to follow all regulations and the Tab K rules for firearm safety. The Tab K rules remind hunters to treat every firearm as if it's loaded, always point the muzzle in a safe direction, be certain of your target and what's in front of and behind it, and always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of School Safety say they've seen a massive uptick in the use of the Speak Up, Speak Out tip line. According to their annual report, the tip line received over 5,200 tips during the last school year, marking a 40% increase from the previous year. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the tip line helps students address safety concerns to allow them to focus on learning in class. According to the report, bullying has typically been the most common reported tip since the program's launch. The Hyde Center for the Arts in Chippewa Falls hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their newly expanded parking lot on Tuesday. Residents have long complained that the parking situation around the theater is troublesome, but with the newly expanded parking lot, the building will be able to accommodate twice as many vehicles. Officials say the total cost of the project was about $240,000, which included buying the adjacent land needed to expand the parking lot. Much of the funding for the project was raised by the community. As Chippewa Falls officials put the final touches on this year's Irvine Park Christmas Village, the woman who destroyed part of the display last year has been sentenced to probation. 33-year-old Ebony Hudson of Tennessee was found competent to stand trial last week and entered a no-contest plea to recklessly endangering safety on Tuesday. Hudson drove through the display last December, also ramming her vehicle into a Parks Department truck. City officials say this year's display is on track to open on Thanksgiving night as usual. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
CFW. 80s, 90s, and more.
Just watch
105.7 CFW.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Party every day, and I'm feeling.
for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live.